Hearsay.issue. Hearsay.rule. Hearsay is an out-of-court statement offered to prove the truth of the matter. Asserted statement should be made by person, declarant. Not animals, not machines. Hearsay is inadmissible unless hearsay exception or exclusion applies. The rationale is the declarant's credibility. Perception, memory, or honesty cannot be tested through cross-examination. Issue. Impeachment. Principal category of non-hearsay purpose. Rule. A prior inconsistent statement may be offered to show that the W is an inconsistent person, without necessarily being offered to prove the truth of the prior statement. But, if the purpose of the prior statement is to prove the truth of the assertion that the content of the statement, then it will be hearsay. Issue. Verbal act. Legally operative words. Principal category of non-hearsay purpose. Rule. If certain words have independent legal significance. In other words, if the law attaches rights and obligations to certain words simply because they are said, then they will not be hearsay. E.g. 1. Words of offer, repudiation, or canceling of contract. Point 2. Words that have the effect of making a gift or a bribe. Point 3. Words that are themselves an act of perjury, criminal misrepresentation, or defamation. Issue. To show effect on person who heard or read the statement. Principal category of non-hearsay purpose. Rule. A statement that is relevant simply because someone heard it. Or read it. As not hearsay. E.g. hearing something can put someone on notice, or can give someone a motive, or can make someone's brief reasonable. Issue. Circumstantial evidence of speaker's state of mind. Principal category of non-hearsay purpose. Rule. A statement that unintentionally reveals something about the speaker's state of mind is not hearsay. E.g. statements demonstrating insanity, lies that demonstrate a consciousness of guilt, questions that demonstrate a lack of knowledge. Issue. Prior statements of trial witness. Rule. As a general rule, a witness's own prior statement, if offered to prove the truth of the matter asserted in the statement, is hearsay and is inadmissible unless an exception or exclusion applies. However, as exception, following prior statements of W.S. are excluded from the definition of hearsay. Prior statement of identification. Prior inconsistent statement, if 1. Made under oath, point 2. During a formal proceeding. Prior consistent statement, if point 1. Used to rebut an accusation of a motive to lie, and point 2. Made before the motive to lie arose. All these exclusions apply only when the W testifies at trial. Issue. Other hearsay exceptions. Rule. If past recollection recorded. B. Learned treatises. C. Judgment 4. C. Both in criminal and civil cases, judgments of felony convictions are admissible for proving any fact essential to the judgment. Felony convictions, crime punishable by death or imprisonment for more than 1 year. Judgments of acquittal are inadmissible. Issue. Party admissions. Rule. Any statement made by a party is admissible if it is offered against the party. Himself. Party admissions are exclusions, or non-hearsay, because they are statutorily excluded from the hearsay definition. The rationale is estoppel. You say it, you're stuck with it. The statement is false or unreliable is irrelevant. Personal knowledge is not a requirement for the party admission. The statement need not be against the party's interest when the statement was made. Admission by silence. Failure to respond to someone's statement can be an admission, but only if point 1. The declarant heard and understood the statement, point 2. The declarant was capable of responding, and point 3. A reasonable person would have responded under the circumstances. Vicarious admissions. A statement, point 1. By an agent or employee of a party, point 2. Is admissible against the party, point 3. If it concerns a matter within the scope of the agency or employment, and point 4. Was made during the agency or employment. Vicarious admissions by co-conspirators. A statement of one co-conspirators is admissible against other co-conspirators, if the statement was made during and in furtherance of the conspiracy. Statements made to police officers after the conspirator is arrested will never qualify for vicarious admission against co-conspirator. Issue. Hearsay exceptions that need unavailability. Rule. The declarant's unavailability is required in hearsay exceptions of 1. Former testimony, point 2. Forfeiture by wrongdoing, point 3. Dying declaration, and point 4. Statement against interest. The declarant is unavailable when point 1. Privilege, point 2. Absence of jurisdiction, point 2. Illness or death, point 4. Lack of memory, point 5. Stubborn refusal to testify. Pales. Issue. Former testimony. Rule. The prior statement is admissible as a hearsay exception if point 1. The declarant is unavailable, point 2. The prior statement was given in a proceeding or deposition, and 3. Is offered against a party who, in the prior occasion, had an opportunity and a similar motive to cross-examine. The relevance of the former testimony to the current trial must be substantially similar to its relevance in the prior proceeding, so that the party had a similar motive to cross-examine. The rationale is reliability is assured by the cross-examination on the prior occasion. Consistency is not the issue. Issue is the point 1. Opportunity to cross-examine and point 2. Similar motive to cross-examine. In grand jury proceeding, no chance to cross-examine. Issue. Forfeiture by wrongdoing. Rule. A declarant's out-of-court statement may be offered against any party who point 1. Intentionally and point 2. Wrongfully. 3. Made the declarant unavailable. Such party cannot raise a hearsay objection. The intent must be to prevent the W from testifying, and it includes acquiescing in wrongdoing that was intended to, and did, procure the unavailability of the declarant as a trial. W. A party must prove. Persuade the judge. Opposing party's wrongdoing by preponderance of the evidence. Issue. Statement against interest. Rule. Out-of-court statement is admissible as a hearsay exception if point 1. The declarant is unavailable. 2. The statement is against the declarant's pecuniary, proprietary, or penal interest. Someone is not likely to lie when making a personally damaging statement. Statement against penal interest when offered to exculpate A.D. must be supported by corroborating circumstances. Issue. Dying declaration. Rule. Out-of-court statement is admissible as a hearsay exception if point 1. The declarant is unavailable, point 2. Statement was made under a brief of certain and impeding death, and 3. Statement concerns the cause or circumstances of the declarant's death. The rationale is no one wants to die with a lie on his or her lips. This exception is available in any civil case and criminal homicide case. The declarant need not actually die. Issue. Excited utterance. Rule. Out-of-court statement is admissible as a hearsay exception if 1. The statement concerns a startling event and point 2. Was made while the declarant was still under the stress caused by the event. The rationale is excitement suspends one's capability to fabricate. Spontaneous statement is reliable. Factors that may make a statement excited, point 1. Nature of the event. E.g., armed robbery is startling, forging promissory note is not startling. Point 2. Passage of time. If there is sufficient passage of time between the event and the statement. E.g., an hour, there is usually time to make reasoned reflection of the event. Point 3. Verbal clues. E.g., excitement-oriented verbs, exclamatory phrases, exclamation points. Dying declaration situation is also likely to fall into excited utterance situation. Issue. Present sense impression. Rule. Out-of-court statement is admissible as a hearsay exception if point 1. The statement describes an event and point 2. Is made while the event is occurring or immediately thereafter. The rationale is contemporaneousness, the declarant has no time to fabricate. Issue. Statement of then existing mental, emotional, or physical condition. Present state of mind. Rule. Out-of-court statement is admissible as a hearsay exception if point 1. It is a contemporaneous statement. Point 2. Concerning the declarant's existing a physical condition or b state of mind. State of mind includes point 1. Emotions, point 2. Mental feelings. 3. Intent or future plans, point 4. Sensation, and point 5. Bodily health. Moreover, the statement may include statements of future intent, including an intent to do something with a third person. The statement must not include statements of memory or belief about a past condition. The rationale is matters about which the declarant has unique knowledge. Issue. Statement for purpose of medical treatment or diagnosis. Rule. Out-of-court statement is admissible as a hearsay exception if the statement is point 1. Made to medical professional. Doctor, nurse, EMT, point 2. concerning .a. present symptoms, .b. past symptoms, or .c. general cause of a medical condition, and 3. For the purpose of treatment or diagnosis statements of .a. fault or .b. identity of the wrongdoer is not included to this exception in the case of domestic child abuse. The child's statement to a doctor about identity of the attacker is admissible because the attacker's identity is pertinent for purpose of physical and psychological treatment. The rationale is that patients have an incentive to be honest and accurate to get good medical care. A statement that falls into this exception or other statements that the patient makes to the doctor is also likely to be privileged by the doctor-patient privilege. Statement to a doctor who was retained solely for the purpose of testifying as expert at trial concerning nature of injury is still admissible. Issue. Business and public records. Check P62-93, P63-94. Rule. Out-of-court statements are admissible as hearsay exception if they are .1. Records of a business. Any type, including public agencies, .2. Made in the regular course of business. 3. The business regularly keeps such records, .4. Made contemporaneously. At or about the time of the event recorded, and .5. The contents consist of either .a. information observed by employees of the business or .b. a statement that falls within some other hearsay exception. Double hearsay. The rationale is it is reliable because businesses depend on accurate, up-to-date record keeping, and practical because such records are often the most efficient way to prove relevant facts. A record made in anticipation of litigation does not fall into the business record exception because it fails to meet the made in regular course of business requirement. If a business record was prepared by an employee of the opponent party, the business record might be admissible as party admission. In this case, whether the business record contains a conclusion. Fact finding, which is not information observed, is irrelevant and admissible. Measuring of accident is police officer's regular course of business. Observation of other police officer described in police report of accident is admissible because that officer is also an employee of police and it is observation. Public record exception. Out-of-court statements are admissible as a hearsay exception if 1. The record is made by a public employee, .2. The record is made within the scope of duty of the public employee, .3. The record is made contemporaneously and 4. The record is trustworthy. In addition to observations by employees of the public agency, the public record may also include factual findings by public employees after an official investigation. E.g., police officer's conclusion about fault in an accident report. Important exception, police reports may not be offered against the D in a criminal case under the public record exception. Admissible only in civil cases. To lay the foundation for business records, .1. Call a knowledgeable witness who can testify to the five elements of the business records hearsay exception, custodian of records. Or .2. Submit a written certification under oath attesting a elements of business records hearsay exception. This is self-authentication. Issue. Hearsay and confrontation clause. Check P64-95-96. Rule. In criminal cases, Sixth Amendment requires that the D be confronted with the WS against him. The prosecution may not offer testimonial hearsay in violation of the D's right to cross-examine the declarant. Right to cross-examine the declarant is satisfied if the D.1 already had a chance to cross-examine the declarant. Example, the former testimony exception, .2. The D can cross-examine the declarant at the trial. E.g., prior statement of trial W. Or .3. The D has forfeited his right to confrontation through W tampering. E.g., forfeiture by wrongdoing. Testimonial, grand jury testimony is testimonial statements in response to police interrogation is testimonial if the primary purpose of the questioning is to establish or prove past events potentially relevant to later criminal prosecution, but not testimonial if the primary purpose of the questioning is to enable police assistance to meet an ongoing emergency documents. .1. Police reports are testimonial, but .2. Other business records are not testimonial. Issue. Hearsay declarant and impeachment. Rule. If hearsay is admitted, the opposing party may use any of the impeachment methods to attack the credibility of a hearsay declarant, e.g. If a prosecution offers a hearsay statement of a declarant, the defense may impeach the hearsay declarant by introducing evidence of declarant's perjury conviction. If a hearsay declarant is impeached by prior inconsistent evidence, the declarant need not be given the opportunity to explain or deny the prior inconsistent statement. Procedural consideration. Issue. Burden of proof. Rule. The usual standard in civil cases is preponderance of the evidence. The standard in criminal cases is beyond the reasonable doubt. After all the evidence is in, it is up to jury to decide whether the burden of proof has been met for each element of the charge, claim, or defense. Issue. Preliminary facts. Rule. The jury decides question of conditional relevance which come in forms of A. Whether A.W. has personal knowledge, B. Whether an exhibit is authentic, or C. Whether the D is in fact the person who committed a bad act offered as mimic evidence. The judge's role for such questions is simply to ensure that there is sufficient evidence for a reasonable juror to conclude that the conditional fact is true. The judge decides question of admissibility, such as A. Whether the testimony is hearsay, B. Whether the communication is privileged, C. Whether the expert is qualified for these questions. The burden of proof is preponderance of evidence, and the judge may consider anything. I.e., the judge is not limited to admissible evidence. Whether the jury should be excused during the judge's preliminary fact-finding is generally within the judge's discretion. California Civil Procedure Introduction. Issue. When to apply California law. Rule. Only if the essay question directs you to do so. E.g., apply CA law, you are in CA state court. Issue. Difference in CA and federal evidence law. Rule. Most of the California Evidence Code. CEC. Is similar, if not identical, to the FRE. In criminal cases, a mention that truth in evidence, amendment to California Constitution. Proposition 8. This makes all relevant evidence admissible in a criminal case, even if it is objectionable under CEC. The Constitution overrules the CEC. Important exceptions to Prop 8. Exclusionary rules under U.S. Constitution, such as the Confrontation Clause, hearsay law, privilege law, limits on character evidence about the victim in rape case, the rule prohibiting prosecution from offering evidence of D's character before D opens the door, the secondary evidence rule. California version of the best evidence rule. Three steps approach to applying CA law on essay. Point 1. Raise all objections under CEC. Point 2. For each objection, mention Prop 8 overrules the objection. Is the evidence relevant? Does one of the exceptions to Prop 8 apply? Point 3. If evidence seems admissible under Prop 8, balance under CEC 352. Relevance. Issue. Relevance. Rule. Evidence is relevant if it has any tendency to make a material fact more probable or less probable than would be the case without the evidence. In California, the fact must be in dispute, e.g. in murder prosecution, D admits to shooting the victim but pleads insanity. Prosecution W testifies he saw D shoot victim. Relevant? In FC, yes. In CA, no, BC it is not in dispute. Issue. Exclusion of relevant evidence for policy reasons. Subsequent remedial measures. Rule. Evidence of safety measures or repairs after an accident is inadmissible to prove negligence. In FC, such evidence is also inadmissible to prove defective design in a product's liability action based on strict liability. In CA, it is admissible. Issue. Settlements, offer to settle and related statements. Rule. Evidence of settlements, offers to settle, and related statements are inadmissible to prove liability or fault. In CA, discussions during mediation proceedings also inadmissible. Issue. Payment or offers to pay medical expenses. Rule. Evidence of payments or offers to pay medical expenses is inadmissible when offered to prove liability for the injuries in question. In CA, also makes inadmissible admissions of fact made in the course making such payments or offers. In FC, generally admissible but excludes such statement if it is part of a settlement offer. E.g. P falls downstairs in D's building. D visits P in the hospital and says, "I'll pay your hospital bill. I should not have dropped that banana peel on the stairs." Admissible? In CA, excludes all of it. In FC, only excludes statement about hospital bill. Statement about banana peels could be admitted. E.g. 2, same case, D says, "If you will sign a release, I will pay your hospital bill." I should not have dropped that banana peel on the stairs. Admissible? Both statements are excluded in both FC and CABC. Now it is settlement offer and related statements also exclude. Issue. Rule. In CA, expressions of sympathy relating to suffering or death of an accident victim are inadmissible in civil actions. But statements of fault made in connection with such an expression are not excluded. No comparable federal rule. E.g. personal injury action arising out of automobile collision. D claims he was not at fault and the P was not hurt. P offers evidence that at the scene of the accident D said to P, "I am sorry you are badly hurt. I should not have run the red light." Admissible? In CA, "I'm so sorry you are badly hurt," inadmissible. Because it is an expression of sympathy. In FC, all of it is admissible because no such rule. It is not settlement offer, not medical bill. Issue. Pleas later withdrawn, offers to plea, and related statements. Rule. Inadmissible under both FC and CA, but does Prop 8 make this admissible in CA? The law is unclear. On an essay, point 1. Raise the issue and point 2. Mention that, even if Prop 8 applies to such evidence, point 3. The court still may exclude for unfair prejudice. Character evidence. Issue. Character evidence in civil cases. Rule. Inadmissible to prove conduct. No CA exception. In FC, one exception where claim is based on sexual assault or child molestation. In such a case, D's prior acts of sexual assault or child molestation are admissible to prove D's conduct in this case. E.g. civil tort action for assault arising out of rape. To prove D committed the tort, P offers evidence D committed other acts of sexual assault in the past. Admissible? In FC, yes. In CA, no. Is Prop 8 apply? No. Prop 8 only applies to criminal cases. Issue. Character evidence in criminal cases. Rule. Two major issues: is character evidence admissible to prove conduct of defamation? Of the victim? There are two separate doors to the admissibility of such evidence. Both are closed when the prosecution begins its case. Usually only the D can open these doors. Usually they are opened separately. Issue. Admissibility of evidence of D's character to prove his conduct. Rule. F and C, prosecution cannot be first to offer such evidence. Usually prosecution may only rebut after D opens door by offering character evidence. Prop 8 does not change this rule in CA, exceptions, where prosecution may be first to offer evidence of D's character to prove D's conduct, F and C, in cases of sexual assault or child molestation, prosecution may offer evidence that D committed other acts of sexual assault or child molestation. Point 2. F only, where court has admitted evidence of victim's character offered by accused, prosecution may offer evidence that accused has same character trait. C only, in prosecution for crime of domestic violence, prosecution may offer evidence that D committed other acts of domestic violence. C only, where court has admitted evidence of victim's character for violence offered by accused, prosecution may offer evidence that accused has violent character. Narrower version of point 2. Issue. Trial begins with door closed. Rule. E.g. D is charged with non-sexual assault of an elderly woman. He claims self-defense. B. C. She attacked him first. D has a long criminal record of violent assaults. During its case in chief, the state offers evidence of this criminal record. Admissible? No. In both F and C, B. C door is closed. Prop 8 does not open it. Issue. F and C exception for sexual assault case. Rule. Both in F and C, prosecution may offer other sexual assault of the past. Issue. See exception of domestic violence. Rule. D is charged with assaulting his wife, an act of DV. He denies committing the assault. During its case in chief, the prosecution offers evidence D previously assaulted his wife. Admissible? F, no. B, C door is closed. C, yes. C has exception for this. Issue. When does evidence of victim's character open door to evidence of D's character? Rule. Broad F and narrow C exceptions. Prosecution for assault, e.g. 1. V claims that D hit her. D claims V hit D first and that D acted in self-defense. D offers evidence that V has violent character. May prosecution now offer evidence that D also has violent character? F. Yes, it is admissible by exception. C. Also yes. But only character trait of violence. Prosecution for theft of diamond ring e.g. 2. V claims D stole her ring. D claims ownership of the ring and claims it was V who stole it and that D just took it back. D offers evidence that V has character for dishonesty. May prosecution now offer evidence that D has character for violence? F. Yes, B. C. Of exception. Kind of character trait is irrelevant. C. No, B. C. Character trait is dishonesty, not violence. Prop 8 does not change this. Issue. Methods. Rule. On direct examination, reputation and opinion are okay, but not specific instances. On cross-examination, all are admissible under F. CEC admits only reputation and opinion to prove D's character, where on direct or cross. But Prop 8 in C makes it all admissible, subject to 352 balancing. E.g. prosecution for assault. D calls W who testifies that in his opinion the D is gentle. On cross-examination, prosecutor asks, did you know that the D kicked his evidence professor? Admissible? F. Yes, B. C. D. opened the door in direct examination. On cross-examination, prosecutor can ask specific instances. C. No under CEC. Now, Prop 8 makes this admissible, subject to 352 balancing. Issue. Admissibility of evidence of victim's character to prove his conduct. Rule. F and C, most of the same rules apply. Prosecution cannot be first to offer character to prove conduct. F exception, in a homicide case the prosecution can be first to offer evidence that victim had peaceful character if D offers evidence victim attacked first. C exception, Prop 8, if the evidence of victim's character is relevant, it is admissible, subject to 352 balancing. D can be the first to offer character of V to prove conduct, then prosecution may rebut. The door is open. Under F, reputation and opinion evidence admissible, no specific acts on direct, but okay on cross. In C, reputation, opinion, and specific acts permitted on both direct and cross. Issue. Trial begins with the door closed to V's character. Rule. D is charged with non-sexual assault of an elderly woman. He alleges self-defense, claiming she attacked him first. During its case in chief, prosecution offers evidence that the little old lady who is alleged V has a reputation for being peaceful and gentle. Admissible? What if this was a homicide prosecution and D testified V attacked first? CA, inadmissible under CEC BC door is closed. However, Prop 8 opens the door. Under Prop 8 victim's door to character is opened. Both are admissible subject to 352 balancing. F, generally inadmissible, BC door is closed and D has not done anything yet. However, in homicide case, D testified the V attacked first, then okay by exception. Issue. D can open the door. Rule. Same case, D calls W to testify that the little old lady is called psycho back at the rest home. BC she has a reputation for being violent. Admissible? Yes to both. BC D opened the door. Issue. Methods. Rule. On direct, no specific instances under F but okay under CEC. Same case, on direct examination defense W testifies that the V once attacked her roommate. Admissible? No in F, B, C no specific acts in direct. Yes in C, B, C, CEC allows it. Issue. Rape Shield Statute. Rule. Limits defense evidence of alleged V's character when offered to support defense of consent. C is similar to F. Prop 8 does not apply to evidence barred by this rule. Testimonial evidence. Issue. Competency. Rule. Both F and C require W.S. testify based on personal knowledge, have the ability to communicate, take an oath or make an affirmation to tell the truth, and claim to recall what they perceived. C. W. also must understand legal duty to tell the truth. Grounds for disqualifying W.S., F and C. All W.S. are competent except for judge and jurors. C also disqualifies W.S. who have been hypnotized to help refresh recollection except, in criminal case, W. Hypnotized by police using procedures that protect against suggestion. Issue. Expert opinion. Rule. F and C, admissible if point 1. Helpful to jury, point 2. W. Must be qualified, point 3. W. Must believe in opinion reasonable degree of certainty, point 4. Opinion must be supported by a proper factual basis, and point 5. Opinion must be based on reliable principles reliably applied to facts. F and C differ on application of the last requirement to specific opinions. F. Daubert standard, reliability of scientific opinions determined by 4 factors, results are tested and there is ability to retest, error rate, publication peer review, and reasonable level of acceptance. As to non-scientific opinions, reliability determined ad hoc looking at facts and circumstances of the case. C. Kelly-Frey general acceptance standard, reliability of scientific opinions determined by 1 factor, the opinion must be based on principles generally accepted by experts in the field. This standard is not altered by Prop 8 because it is a standard of relevance. K. F. Inapplicable to non-scientific opinions and medical opinions reliability of which is based on facts and circumstances of the case. E.g. murder prosecution. Prosecution expert offers to testify that a new DNA testing technique reveals perpetrator must be a bald law professor. While the validity of the technique is not generally accepted among scientists in the field of genetics, it has been peer-reviewed and published in scientific journals, has been tested and is subject to retesting, has a low error rate, and has a reasonable level of acceptance. Admissible? Yes in F. No in CB. C. You got to show general acceptance. Learned treatise hearsay exception in F, admissible to prove anything if treatise is accepted authority in the field. In C, only admissible to show matters of general notoriety or interest, meaning this exception is very narrow and almost never applicable. Issue. Evidence of W credibility, impeachment. Impeachment by prior inconsistent statement of W now testifying at trial. P56 hypo. Rule. F and C, not hearsay if offered only to impeach. F. If given under oath at trial or deposition, also not hearsay to prove truth of facts asserted, otherwise hearsay and inadmissible to prove those facts. C. Hearsay if offered to prove truth of facts asserted but admissible under exception, which extends to all inconsistent statements of W, whether or not under oath. Issue. Impeachment with prior felony conviction. Rule. F. All felonies involving false statement. E.g., perjury, forgery, fraud. Are admissible. No balancing of unfair prejudice against probative value except for old convictions. Convictions for felonies not involve false statement may be admissible but court must balance. C. All felonies involving moral turpitude are admissible but court must balance. Felonies not involving moral turpitude are inadmissible. Prop 8 does not make such felonies admissible. B. C. Convictions must involve a crime of moral turpitude to be relevant for impeachment. Moral turpitude, crimes of lying, violence, theft, extreme recklessness, and sexual misconduct, but not crimes for merely negligent or unintentional acts. E.g. prosecution for tax fraud in tax fraud case. 1. Providing conviction of felony perjury, F. Admissible W.O. balancing. C. Possibly admissible but subject to balancing. Point 2. Providing conviction of felony child molestation, F. Possibly admissible subject to balancing, probably unfair prejudice and inadmissible, C. Possibly admissible, subject to balancing. 3. Providing felony involuntary manslaughter, F. Possibly admissible, subject to balancing, C. Inadmissible B. C. It is not conviction of moral turpitude. Issue. Impeachment with prior misdemeanor convictions. Rule. F. All misdemeanors involving false statement are admissible without balancing, except for old conviction. All other misdemeanors are inadmissible to impeach. C. The CEC makes misdemeanor convictions inadmissible to impeach. But Prop 8, misdemeanors can be admitted in a criminal case if it involving a crime of moral turpitude. Lying, violence, theft, extreme recklessness, and sexual misconduct, subject to balancing. This means misdemeanors are inadmissible in C to impeach in a civil case. E.g. 1. Lying on application for a driver's license, yes in F, W.O. balancing B. C. It's misdemeanor of lying. No in C, B. C. It's misdemeanor in civil case. No Prop 8 changes, point 2. Misdemeanor theft, no in F, B, C it's misdemeanor of not lying. Possibly yes in C, misdemeanor is inadmissible in CEC. But Prop 8, all relevant evidence in criminal case is admissible. But subject to balancing. Issue. Final points on conviction evidence. Rule. If the conviction is otherwise admissible under the above rules, extrinsic evidence can be used under F and C to prove conviction. If the conviction is otherwise admissible under the above rules, but it is more than 10 years since the conviction or release from the prison. Whichever is later, it is inadmissible in F unless probative value outweighs prejudice. No such specific rule in C. But under above rules C courts may balance, which permits consideration of any factor bearing on probative value, including age or conviction. E.g. 20 years old felony perjury, F, probably inadmissible, by balancing. Start with no, C, probably admissible, by balancing. Start with yes. Issue. Non-conviction misconduct bearing on truthfulness. Rule. F, admissible in civil and criminal cases, subject to balancing. Must be act of lying. Extrinsic evidence inadmissible, intrinsic only. C, inadmissible under CEC but Prop 8 makes it admissible in criminal cases if relevant. To be relevant the misconduct must be act of moral turpitude. Both intrinsic and extrinsic evidence permitted, subject to balancing e.g. 1. In civil case, lying on application for driver's license. Y in F, act of lying, intrinsic only, N in F, CEC prohibits and Prop 8 not applicable in civil case. E.g. 2, in criminal case, application of driver's license for lying, N in F, act of lying but not extrinsic, possibly Y in C, CEC inadmissible but Prop 8 makes admissible. Misconduct of moral turpitude. In criminal case, extrinsic evidence allowed, subject to balancing. E.g. 3, in criminal case, stole supplies at work, N in F, not act of lying, possibly Y in C, CEC inadmissible, Prop 8 makes admissible. Crime of moral turpitude, subject to balancing. Hearsay. Issue. Hearsay. Rule. C. Hearsay law is exempt from coverage of truth in evidence amendment to California Constitution. Prop 8. Even in criminal cases, the usual rules of evidences apply. Issue. Exceptions. Exemptions to the hearsay rule. Rule. While F has both exemptions to the hearsay definition and exceptions to the rule making hearsay inadmissible, C has only exceptions. Issue. Admission of party opponent. Rule. F and C, admission is statement by party offered against the party. F, exemption and so non-hearsay. C, hearsay but exception. Vicarious party admissions. F and C, statement of authorized spokesperson for party is treated as admission of that party. F, statement by employee of party is admission of employer if concerned matter within scope of employment and made during employment relationship. C, statement by employee of party is admission of employer only where negligent conduct of that employee is basis for employer's liability in the case under respondeat superior. In other words, employer is responsible for employer's words only if also responsible beat C of that employee's conduct. E.g. 1, negligence action against UPS. P testifies UPS truck crashed through her kitchen window and driver said, I fell asleep while driving. Admissible? F, Y as non-hearsay, vicarious party admission. C, Y as hearsay but exception, vicarious party admission beat C employer is vicariously liable for this negligence. E.g. 2, same case, except driver acted properly and accident was caused by faulty brakes. Driver said, the company mechanic sometimes forgets to check the brakes. Admissible? F, Y as non-hearsay, vicarious admission, C, NBC it is not party admission B, C employee making the statement is not the employee that was negligent. Issue. Prior inconsistent statement of W. Rule. F and C, PIS is not hearsay if offered just to impeach F, if given under oath, exemption to usual hearsay definition and not hearsay even if offered to prove truth of facts asserted, otherwise hearsay and inadmissible C, hearsay if offered to prove truth of facts asserted but admissible under exception, which extends all inconsistent statements of W, whether or not under oath. Issue. Prior consistent statement of W now testifying at trial. Rule. Admissible under both F and C, if made before motive to lie. F. Exemption to hearsay. C. Exception to hearsay. Issue. Declaration against interest exception. Rule. F and C. A statement by unavailable declarant is admissible if at the time it was made, it was against financial interest of declarant or would have subjected declarant to criminal liability. F only, in a criminal case, evidence offered to exculpate D. E.g., a confession of an unavailable declarant. D must offer corroborating circumstances showing that the D's statement is trustworthy. C only, also within the exception is a statement against social interest. B. C. It risks making declarant an object of hatred, ridicule, or social disgrace in the community. E.g. action of divorce to prove adultery by husband, H. W. offers statement of P., a permanent resident of a psychiatric hospital in Europe, made during an interview for magazine, I got drunk and had an affair with H. Admissible? F. N. B. C. It is not within declaration against interest. It's not crime, it's not tort. Y and C, it's considered statement against social interest. Issue. Unavailable. Rule. F and C, declarant is unavailable if court exempts declarant from testifying due to privilege, dead or sick, cannot procure declarant's attendance. F only, declarant refuses to testify despite court order, declarant's memory fails on the subject of her statement. C, if declarant suffers total memory loss or refuses to testify out of fear, C regards declarant as unavailable. Issue. Rule. Testimony given in earlier proceeding or deposition by A.W. now unavailable is admissible in current proceeding if, F and C, party against whom testimony is now offered was a party in the earlier proceeding, had opportunity to examine the W, and it motive to conduct that exam was similar to motive it has now. F only, in a civil case. Party against whom testimony is now offered was not a party in the earlier proceeding but is in a privity-type relationship with someone who was a party to that earlier proceeding. A predecessor in interest. And who had an opportunity and an interest to conduct that exam similar to the interests of the party against whom testimony is now offered. C only, in a civil case. Party against whom testimony is now offered was not a party in the earlier proceeding but a party in that earlier proceeding had an opportunity to examine the W and an interest to conduct that exam similar to the interests for the party against whom the testimony is now offered. C only, the former testimony is offered against the person who offered it in evidence in her own behalf in the earlier proceeding, or against a successor in interest of such person related. C law, deposition testimony given in the same civil action in which the hearsay is offered at trial is admissible for all purposes if the deponent is unavailable at trial or lives more than 150 miles from the courthouse. Otherwise, the former testimony exception does not apply to deposition testimony given in the same case in which the hearsay is offered at trial. E.g. 1. An airplane crash, killing X and Y, estate of X sues for wrongful death. An expert testified for airline in that case. Expert died. Estate Y now sues airline and airline offers transcript of expert's testimony. Admissible? F. No. B. C. Party against whom testimony is offered is different and there is no privity type relationship. C. Yes. B. C. Former testimony can be brought to this case so long as there was someone who had similar interest as estate Y, e.g. 2. First proceeding was civil nuisance suit brought in small claims court against airline for noise pollution. Airline offered expert's testimony in that case. Expert is now dead. Estate Y now offers that testimony in wrongful death case against airline. Admissible even though issues in this case are different? F. No. B. C. Similar motive. S. To examine the W is missing. C. Yes. B. C. C. Has extra ways to admit former testimony. You can admit today's trial former testimony from former proceedings so long as you are offering it today against the party who offered it in first case. Issue. Dying declaration exception. Rule. F. Declaration by person who believes he is about to die and describes cause circumstances leading to his death is admissible in a civil action and in a homicide prosecution if declarant unavailable. Declarant need not die. C. Exception applies in all civil and criminal cases and declarant must be dead. Issue. Present sense impression exception. Rule. No need to show declarant unavailable. F. A statement describing or explaining an event or condition made while declarant was perceiving the event or condition or immediate thereafter. C. Exception is narrower, a statement explaining conduct of the declarant made while the declarant was engaged in that conduct. E.g. murder prosecution D claims self-defense B.C., he claims, V acted in a threatening manner. W testifies she called V on night of the murder. V and W were talking on the phone when V said, D just walked in the room and it looks like he wants to show me his survival knife. I am smiling and waving at him. I'll call you right back. Is the statement admissible to show D was in the room with knife? Admissible to show V was acting in a friendly way? F, yes, for everything so long as the declarant is describing something she perceives as she is describing it. C, yes, only to prove declarant is smiling and waving. It is not admissible to show D is in the room with knife. Related C exception, statement point 1. Describing infliction or threat of physical abuse. The OJ exception. Point 2. Made at or near time of injury or threat. Point 3. By unavailable declarant. Point 4. Describing or explaining infliction or threat. Point 5. In writing or recorded or made to police or medical professional. Point 6. Under trustworthy circumstances there is potential confrontation issue. Statement to the police that the police collect to build the case, that's testimonial hearsay and prohibited by confrontation clause. E.g. The government offers the sound recording of a telephone call V made to 911 in which she calmly state, my former husband D kicked me in the head 20 minutes ago. When the police arrived V was unconscious. She later died of a brain injury. Admissible to show the D kicked V? How about confrontation objection? F, no, B.C. there is no exception covers this. Not present sense impression, not excited utterance, not dying declaration. C, yes, under OJ exception. It's a statement made near the time of the injury by now unavailable declarant, describing infliction of that injury and it was recorded. 911 who is agent of police and the circumstance is trustworthy when police get there everything is corroborated. This is not testimonial so no confrontation problem. Issue. Excited utterance exception. Rule. F and C, same, statements relating to startling event or condition are admissible when made while declarant was still under stress of excitement caused by event or condition. No need to show declarant unavailable. Issue. Exception for declaration of then existing physical or mental condition. Rule. F and C, same. Issue. Exception for statement of past or present mental or physical condition made for diagnosis or treatment. Rule. No need to show declarant unavailable. F. A statement describing past or present mental or physical condition of the declarant or of another person is admissible if made for and pertinent to medical diagnosis or treatment. C. Narrower. A statement of past or present mental or physical condition is admissible if made to medical diagnosis or treatment but only if the declarant is a minor describing an act of child abuse or neglect. E.g. P., an adult, offers to testify that when he was taken to emergency room, he told the doctor, my back is killing me. Admissible? F, Y, B, C statement of physical condition exception and present state of mind exception C, N understatement of physical condition exception B, C not minor. But would be admissible under present state of mind exception. Related C exception A statement of declarant's past physical or mental condition, including a statement of intention, is admissible to prove that condition if it is an issue in the case, no requirement that statement be made for medical purposes. Declarant must be unavailable. E.g. same case, P told a second patient in the emergency room, I was feeling fine before the accident. If P is now in a coma, can the other patient testify as to what P said? F. Inadmissible B. C. Not fit in exception. He is not speaking to doctor. C. Admissible under B. C. We got someone making a statement of their past condition. B. C. It's issue in injury in the action and declarant is now unavailable. Issue. Business records exception. Rule. No need to show declarant unavailable. F. Record of events, conditions, opinions or diagnoses kept in course of regularly conducted business activity is admissible if made at or near matters described, by person with knowledge of the facts, and it was regular practice of business to make such record. Court may exclude if untrustworthy. C. Exception does not refer to opinion or diagnoses, but court still will admit simple opinions and diagnoses. A record or events or conditions kept in course of regularly conducted business activity is admissible if made at or near time of matters described, by a person with knowledge of the facts in that record, and record is trustworthy. E.g. P. offers hospital record in which orthopedic surgeon stated P. has broken leg, and in which psychiatrists state P. is suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome, which is likely to be permanent. Admissible? F. All of it is admissible. B. C. F. Expressly admit business record containing medical diagnosis or opinion. C. Rules does not extend records to opinion or diagnosis but may be extend upon a court to allow for a business records to simple opinion or simple diagnosis. Post-traumatic is too complex and probably inadmissible. Issue. Public records exception. Rule. No need to show declarant unavailable. F. The record of a public office is admissible, if it within one of the following categories. Point 1. The record describes the activities or policies of the office. 2. The record describes matters observed pursuant to duty imposed by law, or point 3. The record contains factual findings resulting from an investigation made pursuant to authority granted by law, unless untrustworthy. In criminal case, prosecution cannot use point 2. And point 3. C does not place same restrictions on prosecution. Record made by a public employee is admissible if making record was within scope of her duties, record was made at or near the time of the matters described, and circumstances indicate trustworthiness. E.g. prosecution offers into evidence police report stating that police officer investigating the accident saw an empty vodka bottle in the cup holder next to driver's seat in D's car. The bottle, with D's fingerprints on it, has already been admitted. Admissible? F. Inadmissible. B. C. This is under point 2. Type of public records and prosecution cannot use. C. Admissible. B. C. There is no such restriction. Issue. Exception for judgment of conviction. Rule. F. A felony conviction is admissible in both civil and criminal cases to prove any fact essential to the judgment, but when offered by prosecution for purposes other than impeachment, judgment against persons other than the accused are inadmissible. C. The specific exception for convictions applies only in civil cases. Prop 8 does not change this hearsay law. But Prop 8 permits the prosecutor or D in a criminal case to impeach A.W. using a criminal conviction. Felony or misdemeanor. If it involves moral turpitude. Further, a certified copy of a judgment of conviction is admissible under the C public records exception in both civil and criminal cases. E.g. D denies he is a felon. The prosecutor offers into evidence a certified copy of the judgment of conviction of D for robbery, a felony. Admissible? F, Y, C, inadmissible under this exception. But would be admissible under public records exception writing and other physical evidence. Issue. Authentication. Rule. Ancient document if document is F 20, C 30 years old or more, does not on its face present irregularities. Example erasures, and was found in a place of natural custody. I.e., where you would expect such documents to be found, authenticity is established. Self-authenticating writing F only, business records and trade inscriptions. Issue. F. Best evidence rule C. Secondary evidence rule. Rule. In C, exempt from Prop 8. This means that even in criminal case, the secondary evidence rule applies. This rule applies only where evidence is offered to prove the contents of a writing. Defined to include any tangible collection of data. The rule requires proof of contents with original, but with many exceptions other than original, F, duplicates usually also admissible. But handwritten copy is not a duplicate. C. Admits duplicates and other written evidence of contents of original, such as handwriting. F and C. Testimony regarding contents of writing may be admissible where original lost or destroyed, unless bad faith by proponent of testimony. Privileges. Issue. Privileges. Rule. C. Most privilege law is exempt from coverage of truth in evidence amendment to California Constitution. This means even in a criminal case, the usual rules of privilege apply. F. In a civil suit brought in FC under diversity jurisdiction, state privilege law applies. Issue. Attorney-client privilege. Rule. Definition, F and C, same F, privilege applies to communications from employees' agents if they were authorized by the corporation to make the communication to the lawyer on behalf of the corporation. C. Privilege applies to communications from employee agent if she is the natural person to speak to the lawyer on behalf of the corporation in the matter. Example, the corporation's in-house counsel or CEO, or employee agent did something for which the corporation may be held liable, and the corporation instructed her to tell its lawyer what happened. As applied, there is no significant difference in the scope of these standards. E.g. action for personal injuries arising out of collision between corporation's delivery truck and another vehicle in corporation's parking lot. Employee of corp happened to be parking his car at the time and witnessed the accident. His supervisor orders him to write a statement for the corp's lawyer describing what he saw. Privileged. F and C, not privileged. B, C, this employee is merely W to the accident, there is nothing to do with the job. Additional exception for C, privileges does not apply where lawyer reasonably believes disclosure of communication is necessary to prevent crime that is likely in death or substantially bodily harm. Issue. Doctor-patient privileges. Rule. F, there is only psychotherapist-patient privilege. C, doctor-patient privilege exists. C, only exception, point 1. Psychotherapist privilege does not apply if the psychotherapist has reasonable cause to believe that the patient is a danger to himself or others, and that disclosure is necessary to end the danger. 2. Doctor-patient privilege does not apply in criminal cases or to information that doctor is required to report to a public office. E.g., gunshot wounds and some communicable disease. Issue. Spousal privileges. Rule. Spousal immunity. Spousal testimonial privilege. F, applies only in criminal cases. C, applies to civil and criminal cases and spouse of party is privileged not even to be called to. W, spousal communication privilege, F and C same. Issue. Other C privileges. Rule. C also recognizes point 1. Counselor victim of sexual assault or DV, point 2. Clergy penitent, point 3. Immunity from contempt of court for news reporter who refuses to disclose sources. Judicial notice. Issue. Procedure for taking judicial notice. Rule. F and C, generally party must request judicial notice to compel judicial notice and, if not requested, court has discretion to take judicial notice. C only, whether requested or not, court must take judicial notice of matters generally known within jurisdiction. F, in civil case, court instructs jury that it must accept judicially noticed fact. In criminal case, court instructs jury it may accept judicially noticed fact, but is not required to do so. C. Court instructs jury that it must accept judicially noticed fact in both civil and criminal cases.